Let's now come to God in prayer. Let us pray. This is the Jesus I need, friend of the broken and weak. And Lord, as we come to you today to feed on your word, the bread of life, we pray that we may reach out to the Lord Jesus and that he will speak to us words of love and touch us with his healing power. Help us to hear your word, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as a family, we are self-isolating because of a positive COVID test. It's inconvenient, but our isolation simply does not compare to the isolation experienced by the woman who featured in our Bible story today. She had been suffering, we were told, for 12 years. And we know people didn't live as long in those days, and maybe half of her life she was seriously unwell. 12 years suffering with a constant flow of blood. And today this illness would have been considered a very private matter. But in those days, such an illness was a very public matter. The woman would not have been able to attend the synagogue with her family, nor would she have been able to use the same dishes even as her family. Her community would shun her. They considered her ritually unclean because of her bleeding. Can you imagine what that must have been like, the isolation she would have felt? Just how lonely a life that must have been, and how desperate and how poor she was. For she had spent all her money, we are told, on doctors, on seeking a cure. But all the doctors had failed to help or to heal her. Did she ever wonder, God, when will it end? Or will it ever end? And in her frustration, did she ever cry out to God in bitterness, Lord, why me? But on this day, her life was about to change, to be transformed for the better, because Jesus was passing by. We're told that she had heard about Jesus. Word was getting round about this man who could make miracles happen. Perhaps she had heard news of his incredible healing power. Well, she knew enough to summon up courage that day and leave her isolation and get among the crowd and seek the Lord. She has one chance and she's not going to let it by. Nervously, she waits for Jesus to pass by and approaches him from behind secretly so that she doesn't have to have that encounter with Jesus, doesn't have to look him in the eye, doesn't have to start a conversation. She's embarrassed, but she is determined. And in coming from behind to seek healing, she perhaps tried to hide her impurity from Jesus and the crowd. And also knowing it was considered indecent for a woman to speak publicly with a man, let alone touch him. She didn't know what Jesus' response would be. Perhaps she was too scared to speak. But she also knew the truth in those days that anything that touched a holy person was also then going to receive a sanctifying power. And it was that faith which caused her to reach out and touch the tassels on Jesus's cloak, his outer garment. And we remember that the tassels on the rabbi's cloak were a reminder to everyone of the commandments of God, which were not to be broken. But in touching Jesus's cloak and those tassels, she in fact did break those purity laws of the old covenant, symbolized by the tassels. But Jesus, yes, was a teacher of the old covenant as a rabbi, but he was someone bringing in a new covenant, a new relationship with God. And he was the one who could bring healing, especially to the outcasts of society, including this woman on the fringe. You see, God in Jesus Christ was the one who could take the love to the margins from the center. And Jesus fully identified with those on the margins. He still does to this day. And Jesus himself would experience rejection and suffering. In this moment, with great faith, as her fingers touched the cloak of Jesus, she felt a surge of healing power. And in that moment, the bleeding stopped and she felt fully healed. And what a wonderful moment and feeling that must have been for her. Jesus, we are told, immediately sensed that healing power had gone out of him, and he wanted to know who had touched him. Yes, there was a great crowd around pressing on that road, but he knew that someone had touched him and that healing power had gone out. And here we see the woman take her second step of faith. And with fear and trembling, she fell at his feet and told him the whole truth. And in this encounter, Jesus brings her back from the margins to the center as he addresses her. He spoke lovingly and compassionately towards her, saying, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your disease." No longer just a woman, as stated at the beginning of the story, but now a daughter, a beloved child of God. She was wonderfully healed, set free, and restored to her community. Her isolation and loneliness were ended. A new resurrection life awaited her. And I would hope she went on to be a disciple of Jesus, would be his witness to his love and healing touch. What a wonderful Saviour, and what wonderful hope it brings to us today. Perhaps we find ourselves on the margins. Life in lockdown can force us to the outer edges of society. Or maybe through sickness, we have to be careful, we have to shield. But we rejoice that Jesus is still very much on the margins today. And we find he is right here with us. There is no place that's too far from the center that Jesus can't reach. And you know, it's not when we are confident and healthy and strong, but when, like this woman, we are fragile, when we are bent low with suffering or grief, when our world has disintegrated, when our self-confidence has vanished, when we are pushed to the margins, it's in these moments that we find Jesus is closest to us. He understands. So will you reach out again to Jesus today with what's on your heart? We know our need. And with that woman, we can find enough faith to reach out and touch so much more than just the hem of Jesus's garment. From this side of the cross and the resurrection, well, we know so much more about Jesus, and he gives so much more. Our hands are empty today, and perhaps our powers are spent. Like that woman, we know we are a church that is suffering. There is so much need among our church family. And in the wider world, there is also great need and great suffering. We are a church that is bleeding. But our Saviour, Jesus, meets us in our need. His power comes to full strength in our weakness. He is mighty to save. So friends, in your homes today, Jesus is passing by. In your need, will you reach out for him? Like the woman, will you tell him the whole truth? And you can receive his affirmation. You are a child of God. You can receive his power, his love, his peace, his freedom, his healing and restoration, his gift of new life. He will raise you up so that you can serve him in this new week ahead. So as we respond to God's word and come to Christ, let us remain on mute, but sing out the words of our next song.